Bible passage for this morning's message in celebration of St. Mary Magdalene Day is the appointed epistle, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. For Christ's love compels us, Paul writes, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ. New. This last weekend, my wife Sue and I did a little dreaming about something new. With our van at over 130,000 miles, we test drove a new car. Didn't buy it, but just to sit in that seat and smell the new car, it's wonderful. New. There's just something special about new. A new year, a new set of clothes, beginning a school year and having all new supplies, a new friend, a new job, a new house. We like new. New is fresh and clean and alive and wonderful. Mary Magdalene experienced new, a new life. She had had seven demons. Who knows what evil tormented her life deep inside. Some say she was a prostitute. We don't know for sure. We just know that her life was horrendous. It was bad. Then Jesus came. He healed her. The demons were gone. New life, new beginning. Mary became devoted to Jesus and followed him. She was one of the women who gave money to help support his ministry and the disciples' ministry. She had new purpose, new direction, new perspective in life. Yes, Mary knew, new. It was fresh and alive and clean. Something new, special happened to her, and Jesus made it happen. Then she followed him to Jerusalem. And everything changed. She went from new and alive to old and worn out, just like that. And one day, you see, she watched. She watched as Jesus was arrested. She looked on as he carried his cross to Golgotha. She hung around as Jesus hung on the cross. She dies inside when Jesus dies. The other disciples may have run away, but Mary follows along to see where Jesus is buried. Can you see her on Saturday the next day? She's old and worn out. The grief has made her old. The tears wear her out. And all that past, that horrendous past, that haunts her deep inside is just outside the door. Can you see her on Sunday morning as she goes to the tomb? Shoulders droop. Feet shuffling, eyes red, heart heavy. All the newness is disappeared. Just old and worn out. We know old and worn out too. Especially during summer school. Language students. Has that fresh new start in June started to disappear under declensions and vocabulary cards? Those of you in Term X taking 3 or 4 classes a summer, August 6th can't come soon enough. But until then, the heat is on, and it's not just St. Louis humidity. When do we feel old and worn out? For Mary Magdalene, it was that Sabbath, the day of rest, the day she couldn't get rest. Sabbath is a day where you put aside all the activity, where you don't work, and focus all your attentions on the God who makes you new creations. But during summer school, who can afford to take a day off? You can't get farther behind. But it's not just the busyness that makes you old and worn out. For Mary Magdalene, there was that past that haunted her deep inside. And if Jesus were dead, the demons would be back. What past haunts us? The Apostle Paul simply says that the old is gone, that we are no longer to regard each other by worldly standards. What are those old worldly standards that haunt us? Well, one of them has to be productivity. The more productive you are, the better. The more work you do, the better it looks. And then there's looks. Oh, the world values people who are pretty with prowess, television and movies place before us beautiful people who set impossible standards for what looks good and prosperous. The world's standards run on money, and the person who has the money runs things. Those are the kinds of worldly standards, how people are regarded, that can haunt your past. I mean, as you grow older, who can live up to it? You get older and you're not as productive. You can't get as much work done anymore. And as for pretty and prowess, you get a little bit older and the wrinkles come. The muscles shrink and the body lines warp into strange new shapes. And prosperous isn't a word that we normally use to describe seminary students. The old worldly standards, productive, pretty, prowess, prosperous, they make you feel old and worn out. Who wants that deep inside? But the Apostle Paul simply says, no longer, no longer. The old is gone and the new has come. The world once regarded Jesus as old and worn out. They saw him on the cross, no longer useful. Take him, throw him in a grave. Mary, in her grief, was caught up in that futile way of thinking. But she couldn't stay away. Sunday morning arrives and finds her at the tomb. The stone is rolled away. The angels send the women to go tell the disciples that a new thing has happened. But Mary is still at the tomb. She sees someone. Is it the gardener? Where have you taken my Lord? She asks. And with one word, everything changes for her. With one word, everything new and alive and clean comes back. The one precious word is Mary. Jesus says, Mary. And she sees the Savior risen from the dead. She falls at her feet, holding on for dear life. clean, fresh, alive, wonderful, special. Mary is new all over again. Inside this picture frame is a fairly old document. It's my baptismal certificate. It certifies that Glenn Allen Nielsen was baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost on the 25th day of December 1955. An old document. But on that day, 1955, nearly 50 years ago, water was splashed on my forehead. Pastor Jacqueline spoke precious words of baptism. But the most precious word of all was spoken by the risen Savior when Jesus says, "Just my name. The old is gone, the new has come. A new life, my new life, rises up to rest in Jesus and to live life from Jesus' way of seeing things." Feeling old and worn out? Remember your baptism. The day the water was splashed on you and Jesus spoke that precious new life was given to you. Something else old. It's an old Bible. Held together by packaging tape. The edges are a little frayed. Looks old and worn out. But inside here is new life. Inside here is Sabbath rest. In here, those old worldly standards of productive and pretty and prosperous don't count for much. In here, Jesus' words reach out to heal the deepest part of you, to push aside whatever in the past is haunting you and fill you instead with a love that allows you to see yourself as new and clean in Jesus. This summer, my older sister was diagnosed with inoperable cancer in the liver and the lymph nodes. This September, the 8 brothers and sisters will gather together to be with Joy. This meant I needed to change some travel plans for visiting Vickers. And one of the secretaries from the pastors that I contacted confirmed the time change, but she did more than that. In the email she sent to me, she also spoke about the newness of life when it gets old and worn out. "I'm sorry to read that your sister has fallen ill with cancer. I lost my brother just last month in such a situation where the cancer's growth was sudden and aggressive. I'm happy to have experienced the deep love and mercy of our Lord as he gently took Gary's unhappy surprise and anger and turned his faith, which had been an autopilot for many years, into an experience of surrender and trust. Through this great hurt and challenge, my brother was brought to that grace peace which passes understanding, and it was an amazement to us to see. God is good. All his promises are true. God is good. A baptism with a precious word, your name. An old book of Bible filled with words of new life and Sabbath rest. The Savior risen from the dead, and the newness of life comes flooding back in once again. God is good. For St. Paul promises, and as we leave this chapel today, we listen again to his words. If anyone is in Christ, you are a new creation. The old is gone, and the new has come. Amen.